Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Alex has agreed to stay on with us. Alex Chen, who's a product manager for the Seller Hub. In case you have questions about Seller Hub, you can call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
And Alex, we do have an email for you.
Oh, great. Okay?
Cool.
Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, known as OilerMan21, and Griff and I had kind of took OilerMan21 under our wings. He was a newbie, and now he's just going gangbusters on eBay. So he's kind of like our project right now. So his question is, please discuss the growth section and how it and define and how discuss the growth section and define how comparison metrics are created and used.
Okay. Alex, can you take that one on?
Yeah, I can take that one on. So I'm actually not the area product manager for that, but I can answer some questions there. So a little bit more about the growth tab. Right now, what it shows is any listings that we believe have a low likelihood of sale within the next 31 days. And those listings, if they have other competitors who have also sold those same items, will help surface those items side by side. So you can make a determination for yourself why maybe those items sold and how to better price or optimize your listing. Some things we take into account are how often it surfaces, which is the listing impressions again, how many page views it has, transactions, as well as maybe the price, shipping cost, and condition, item condition.
Okay, we thank you. If you'd like to speak with Alex or if you have a question for him, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 or any eBay question you might have this morning or a challenge you're having, or maybe you have a tip. For eBay sellers, we take those at 888-723-4630.
Or comment or feedback.
Comment, feedback, complaint. We don't care. We listen to it all, don't we?
Insight.
Exactly.
A joke.
Anything. We'll take it.
Maybe you want to sing a song.
We also have a way you can contact us if you're too shy to call in. Or for some reason, maybe you're on your day job or whatever. All you have to do is click the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player you're listening to us on right now. And fill it out and submit it, and we get it right while we're on the air during the show. And we do everything we can to get to those emails by the end of the show. And if not, what we do is we try to get to them after the show, or we save them for Thursday's show. And Griff and I will be doing Ask Griff and Lee on Thursday, and we will also, we'll be off next Tuesday, Griff.
Yes,
4th of July.
4th of July, exactly.
So
yes.
We take off the day after, of
Yes,
course.
We do.
So we don't have to work on 4th of July. So we'll be gone next Tuesday, but we'll be here this Thursday. And so give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. So Ron has more detailed questions regarding growth index, and he's on the phone with you right now. So please say hello to Ron, known as OilerMan21, meet Alex Chen, the product manager for the Seller Hub. Hi, Ron. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Alex. The Seller Hub is great. I love it. It'll do wonders for me, and I appreciate it. My question, though, is with more detailed information on what's used for comparisons between item A, item 1, item 2, item 3. In other words, you're comparing my item to five other items that are being sold by different people. What are the metrics used to compute those comparisons between the different sellers? Now, you may not have the details on this, but maybe it could be addressed.
Okay, Ron, let's see. Ron, hold on. So what is your question exactly, honey?
Okay. How can you compare a buy it now to an auction item? And how can you compare a buy it now with variable shipping to a buy it now with free shipping, particularly when the conditions are different? One is very good, one is good, one is brand new. And sometimes the price levels on these are perhaps higher or lower than what you're selling it for.
Thanks, Ron.
I don't know.
Thank you, Ron. Let's see if he can answer that.
Okay. Yeah. Alex?
Ron, thanks for giving us your feedback, and happy to hear that you like Seller Hub. And I think you had a couple questions on growth, which is one of many, which is how do we select the items that we use for comparison, and why do we choose those? And I'll get into details on more of those questions that you brought up. So the first thing is, when we select items, we choose items that have the same product identifier that we classify at eBay. So if you're selling something with a particular SKU, we'll be able to surface other items which were also listed under that SKU. Now, you bring up a good point where some items might not be the best comparables. And for that reason, we try to be transparent in what we show. We do have rows that show if the item was a different condition used, whether it had variable shipping, whether it was auction or fixed price. And I believe, I can't promise this for sure, but I believe our product manager counterpart has some plans to help with filtering, but they would have to speak to that.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron.
We appreciate your call, Ron. Thank you.
Our number here is 888-723-4630. The pauses are intentional.
Oh, they that are. Because everybody knows we need to pause on radio.
Well, no, because it gives you a chance to say, oh, 888. 723-723-4630. Oh, 4630. Okay, thanks.
Write it down.
Yeah.
That's right. So eBay Open is selling out right now pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Wanted me to mention, register now at ebayopen2016.com. This year's seller celebration is taking place July 26th through the 29th at the Venetian Las Vegas. And whether you're a new seller just starting out or an established company looking to take your sales to the next level, you'll get access to the latest tools, information, and best practices for improving your sales and streamlining your business on eBay. And you'll get to network with eBay executives. Are you going to be there, Alex?
Yes.
Oh,
yay.
Yeah, yay.
A lot of the B2C selling team is going to be there. So definitely try to talk to some product managers if there's some part of your business that you want to learn more about.
Fantastic.
That's going to be great. Plus, you'll enjoy seeing and hearing broadcasts of eBay Radio. You'll also have more fun than you can possibly imagine, because if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it, basically.
I actually might be there, so it could be fun.
Yes, you are going to be there.
I am?
You.
Oh, it's definite now.
Oh, yes.
But wait, I booked a vacation.
Yeah,
and
well,
I can't get
it
out of it.
Yeah.
That only works once.
That works once in your career.
Yeah, that's
you've
right.
done it. Been
and
there.
If you
done
think,
it.
If you think for one moment, I'm going to use my partner's debilitating handicap to get out of an event, you're crazy.
No, we right. wouldn't let you. You know, we'd bring Howie.
Yeah, that would be fun,
That
actually.
Would settle the whole thing, is we just bring Howie.
That's right.
Then we know you're going to be there. Got it? Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and let me remind you about eBay Radio at the event.
Okay.
We're going to, now write this down, get your pen, please. Everyone, get your pen out, because right. we're going to need you for these.
Right.
Tuesday, which is the 26th, we will be on from 4 to 5 p.m., this is, of course, Pacific time, 4 to 5 p.m. in Las Vegas. We're going to be helping them with their welcoming cocktail party that evening and stuff. So we'll be 4 to 5, and that's what time, by the way, at 4 o'clock is exactly when the room opens, the expo hall opens. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, that's Tuesday, then on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be on from noon to 12:30 each day. Whether where the food is, just follow the food line and you will find eBay Radio. That's where we're going to be.
The food line.
Yes.
So you can also follow your nose.
Yes.
Stop. Hey, what's that smell?
Everybody, look what's going on.
It's the eBay Radio party inside the chocolate center
exactly.
of the eBay open is the chewy vanilla nougat known as the eBay radio party.
Exactly.
Actually, I've seen renderings of the area. It's pretty cool.
So we've got a couple of things going on eBay right now. If your heart yearns to answer the call of the wild, there's an exclusive safari for two.
Oh, really?
Yes. It will take place in the pristine wilderness of Kenya's Lua Conservatory, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And you also get two signed posters from the new movie, The Legend of Tarzan.
And this is to go look. This isn't to go and shoot things.
Well, it says an exclusive safari for two.
I think it's to go look at stuff.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
100% of the auction proceeds will benefit Stop Ivory. Oh, it better be a non... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, please. Right. It's got to be a non-shooting one. Right. 100% of the auction proceeds will benefit Stop Ivory, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the protection of elephants through eBay for charity, and bidding opens at a mere $5,000. So far, there are no takers.
Actually, I don't want anyone to think that I'm not a proponent of going on these safaris, because the money they raise actually helps fund the conservation efforts. So it's a very noble cause. And everyone I know who's ever gone on one of these has come back saying it was a life-changing experience. So
wow.
The cradle of civilization was in Africa. So go visit it. Or the cradle of, you know, human life. I don't know what I'm talking about.
The cradle of everything, darling.
There you go. Well, Alex, thank you for coming by.
Absolutely. Thanks, Griff. It was a pleasure.
This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 357.
Knowing what's trending can affect your business. Bobby Miller is an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant, and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Seacoast Bargain. Where should you look to find what's trending?
The news, there's newspapers, and then you've got the newer ways like Pinterest. What are people making boards about? BuzzFeed is a great website. If you use Twitter, which I believe you should, if you're trend spotting, what are the trending hashtags? You can do a search to find out what people are using as hashtags and what's trending. Spot trends and try to convert those trends into your sales.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This
is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Oh, by the way, Bulk will be presenting at tonight's meetup here for the Bay Area e-commerce and eBay sellers group that will be meeting on campus. And we'll be broadcasting it live on Facebook Live if you want to watch, starting roughly at 6 to 6:30, 7 o'clock. I don't know exactly when, but it'll be at the eBay for Business Facebook page.
Did you grab Alex?
Yes.
Before he left?
Alex was on his way out, and I got a note that says, wait, there's another caller.
Wait, so, but wait.
There's more.
Sylvie in Springfield, Oregon, known as Red Leader 98 on eBay, has something she wants to tell Alex.
Okay, go ahead.
Go for it, Sylvia.
Hi, yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So in the listings, when they recently started saying your item's been there for over 18 months, you might want to do something to change it up. And I'm like, okay. So what I started to do on some of those older mm-hmm. listings was I mostly sell men's shirts and jackets. And then the shirts that have some sort of a pattern, you know, my first photograph is the whole shirt. My next photograph will be off to the side, closer to the collar, so you can see more of the pattern. So I switched some of those shirts from that first big view to just the pattern and the collar, kind of a three-quarter view. And it stimulated some sales because out of the last 100 items I sold, 11 of them were after I changed the picture.
That's pretty good.
I didn't have to take another picture. Yeah. I just moved, you know, one picture over.
That's pretty interesting. That's very good good advice. So you changed it up and it made some sales.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah.
So where was the notification? So you received a notification in your seller hub?
If you go to the overview and if you go to active listings, your listings come up and come on up.
Okay, so in the overview.
Listings, active listings.
Right.
Got it.
Right, active listings. And then, I have one shirt here. This listing hasn't had any sales in the last 16 months. Please consider revising it. So there's a little note that popped up.
Right. That's a good note.
And so those are the ones I started to, move some photos around to try to, you know, do something different. And maybe lower a price or... That's about like the one or two things I did, but definitely the different angle of picture, I think, promoted, you know, and because I would believe it also optimized it for somebody looking on a cell phone.
Exactly.
So if somebody's looking at the listing, they can really see that, you know, that shirt on their cell phone.
So, Alex, there's a sample of somebody who took your advice.
That's great.
And did well by it.
Right, it's amazing how those little things, little tweaks that you can make to your listings make a difference. Glad to help.
Sylvia, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Since 1998.
Ooh, you're an old timer.
Oh, me.
Mm-hmm.
And is this...
So, 18 years.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Do you have children or grandchildren? You've watched them grow up on eBay.
Yes, yeah. In fact... my daughter started selling in 2005. She was selling My Little Ponies. I mean, it would be on my account, but she'd find the ponies and would sell them.
Huh.
And just now, my grandson understands. He's seeing all this, and so he wants to start selling, you know, his little shirts that I've been picking up, you know, and giving to him. Now he doesn't fit in them anyway, but they're still in nice condition, so.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Griff, I love when I hear generation after generation becoming entrepreneurs.
Oh, no, absolutely.
This is a great thing. Sylvia, thank you so much for letting us know what's working for you. We do appreciate that, especially about the new Seller Hub.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling today. Sylvia from eBay.
I always, you know what I think of, and I'm sure she's sick of it. everything ties back to a song for me, right? So it's,
yes, it does.
Sylvia's mother says, Sylvia's leaving or something. I don't know what you're doing. It was Dr. Hook in the
medicine show.
Show, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Yep.
Long time ago, babe, we're dating ourselves.
I know, but I met Dr. Hook.
Oh, you've met everybody.
No, you've met everybody.
No,
but every now and then
everybody.
I get to say somebody that I met also.
Didn't they eventually get their cover on the picture on the cover?
Yes, they did, eventually.
It wasn't that year. That was 72.
No, exactly.
Yeah. You can't write a song and expect the song when it's begging to get a picture on the cover. Although, is Rolling Stone still relevant?
I think so.
Really?
I hear people reading excerpts from it and mentioning it a lot.
I'm going to get an email from Jan Winter. Like, he listens to the show, right? Who knows?
So I met Dr. Hook.
Yeah.
Because I emceed a show at the Pontiac Silverdome. I emceed several of them. And he was one of the people on the show. And believe it or not, Johnny Paycheck was on the show.
Oh, I remember him. You can
him.
Take this job
and
shove it.
Yeah. And a couple other people. And I got to go out with them afterward because...
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I was, you know, appearing in the nightclubs. You know, you'd get off the air at 10 o'clock at night and you'd go give away some records at a nightclub. And the nightclub owner would pay you money to do this.
Oh.
So I did this. We all did it.
Yeah.
Country disc jockeys, you know. And I got to hang around with them one night because... I had a bar open for them in the middle of the night so that they could pick and sing and stuff. It was very nice. Interesting.
Well, Alex, now we really have to say goodbye.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Our pleasure.
Yeah.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk. eBay Radio will be back with our second hour right after this. It's eBay Radio!
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods. When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.